Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Special Christmas Day edition. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. And boy, do we have some gifts for you. It is a Penn State game week. One more game week to go in the 2019 season. Cotton Bowl is coming on Saturday. Penn State, Memphis. We'll get into that matchup. What we hope to learn from it, what we think we'll see in that matchup. Then, of course, we will give our picks and predictions as well. We'll get into Ask Greg, your Penn State football questions. Been an interesting little offseason so far, including National Signing Day last week. So I'm sure we've got some recruiting, some football, some Cotton Bowl questions coming our way for Greg Pickle. Also talk some Penn State wrestling. A little busy weekend with the Senior National Open. Some Penn State guys competed out there. There was an injury to track. Jacob Ferriott from the Daily Collegian will join us to give us the latest on what's going on with Penn State guys and as they kind of hit the halfway point of their season. But for now, Penn State, Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. Felt weird to not have football there for a couple weeks. I'm sure, James Franklin and his staff was able to get maybe a little bit more sleep and all that. Penn State is a 7-point favorite in this game against a Memphis team that's a pretty good team, but it's a Group of Five team. And I think with Penn State, falling just short of the Rose Bowl, and you can nitpick the committee's choices on rankings and their viewpoint on Wisconsin all you want. Bottom line is Wisconsin's going out to Pasadena to play Oregon. Penn State going to Dallas to take on Memphis as a 7-point favorite. What's your thought on just the idea here where, anytime a brand name, Power Five school, a Big Ten school, Penn State with so much tradition plays a team like Memphis in a bowl situation.
Yeah.
It always feels like the Group of Five team has everything to gain and Penn State has everything to lose in a matchup like this.
No question about it. I mean, again, we've talked about this in previous episodes, but I mean, the problem for Penn State certainly is the fact that, if they lose this game, everyone kind of points to Penn State and says, ha ha ha, how did you lose to a Group of Five team? And if Penn State wins convincingly against Memphis, people will say, well, yeah, of course they did. They were supposed to win by a lot against Memphis. So, yeah, it's kind of a no-win situation. I'm not sure I buy this notion that seems to be out there, though, that motivation is going to be an issue for Penn State. I mean, I think there's a lot of guys on this roster, and I talked to probably about six or seven of them at the team's pre-travel media day in State College last week. And, one of the things a lot of guys talked about, Dustin, was how terrible it felt last year when they lost the Citrus Bowl to Kentucky and how that terrible taste in their mouth is something they didn't want to have experience again. And, we can sit here and say that that's just cliche. And of course, they're going to say that, yada, yada. And it's not untrue. But at the same time, I really think these guys know what it was like to go through an entire offseason having the last game be a loss. Etor Grosmanov said, look, the last game I played in, of course, which was Ohio State, was a loss. He's like, I don't want to go out in my Penn State career with a L. I think the players on offense will be motivated to show that, Tyler Bowen is, whatever he does is, I think they'll want to play well for him. So you put it all together, and I think Penn State, anyone claiming that there's going to be a motivation edge to Memphis, I just don't buy that at this point in time. So we'll see, yeah. But I just think Penn State has a lot to play for too. But above all else is just the fact that, again, they don't want to spend another offseason with the last game they played being a loss for 8 months.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting idea. You think about, having a bad loss in season. You sit with that one for about a day before you don't have much of a choice but to shift gears and look at the next opponent. Yep. No such next opponent exists, not on the immediate horizon anyway. I also think that, James Franklin is, you can nitpick or whatever, but his teams generally show up. They generally right. show up. Now, they probably should have won the Citrus Bowl last year, and I get the taste in people's mouth and players' mouths over that. But I think in general, this team is pretty self-motivated, and anytime you get into the amateur psychology of trying to read a 20-year-old's mind, you're not gonna win that
right.
that you're never gonna really know. But I think in general, it's fair to expect Penn State to show up motivated, ready to play, and really wanting to win this game. It's not a throwaway game at all.
Right.
So as a 7-point favorite. Once again, I think this is a Penn State team with an advantage personnel, talent-wise, pretty much across the board. It's just a matter of, does it play out that way?
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I think that's what we'll have to be watching for closely is there any, you know, is there any maybe slow start for Penn State that lets Memphis get its footing? Because obviously, teams like this, even when they're not maybe as talented as you are, they certainly can become dangerous very quickly if you give them a reason to think they can stay in the game, a reason to think that, you know, that they are, you know, an equal footing with you. So to me, the biggest thing, and this goes for just about every game Penn State plays, but especially one where they haven't played in a month, it'll be to come out and fire right out of the gate. And I think that we've seen Penn State do that in some instances. And then in others, they're a little bit slower, and maybe they don't get going until after halftime. You know, one thing we'll have to wonder or watch for, Dustin, is will Tyler Bowen be able to make quicker in-game adjustments than Ricky Ronnie did? I think that was easily the biggest flaw of Ronnie and his coaching style, was that he was often well behind when it came to, you know, time for a change of some sort or an adjustment to what the defense was doing. Yeah. So that'll be the big thing. Can Tyler Bowen do that? I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, he, you know, has nothing to lose in this particular instance. I mean, if things don't go well or if they do, like, again, we've talked on Monday show, but I don't think it makes any difference in terms of whether or not he'll, you know, I'm sure they'll interview him for the long-term coordinator job, the permanent coordinator job. But you know as well as I do, unless they strike out on like 6 or 8 external candidates, Tyler Bowen's not getting that job. So to me, I think it's a chance for him to go out and show what he can do, put some things on tape. Some of the players put some things on tape, and who knows, it might be a last game for a KJ Hamler or a Shaka Toney as well.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State, Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. That game coming up on Saturday, Penn State's finale in the bowl situation, going out to Dallas. That's a Saturday kickoff against a good Memphis team. Bowl season is here, which means 409 Tailgate Club, 409tailgateclub.com. You have to check out what they've got going on. There's no better way to host than to, with their variety of sauces and rubs and products. I am a huge fan of both the sauces and the rubs, and I've shared this story before. My daughter doesn't eat anything except for chicken nuggets. She ate, I think, 3 chicken wings. The only time she's ever considered it, only time she's ever done it, was with the 409 rub on the chicken wings. I don't know. If it's good for her, she was, what, 5 or 6 at the time, then yeah, it should be good enough for you. Check out what they have to offer at 409tailgateclub.com. Use code KSN when you get there to not only get their great products, but to get it at a discount. Tell them Dustin sent you. All right? Don't type that in. Don't make it official. But if you ever get the opportunity, tell them Dustin sent you. Maybe I'll get a little bit of a kickback. I'm not sure. So 409tailgateclub.com.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Let's talk about just some of the news as we look back to when they, you know, Penn State made some guys available. One of the big things as it pertains to the Cotton Bowl is Sean Clifford. We can debate whether he's 91, 94, 97.5, 100%. That seemed to be a sticking point. Greg's been a big fan of using percentages to talk about guys' health, really since Noah Cain was 90% and didn't play for 3 weeks anyway. So here we are, another percentage, but all signs indicate, just the bottom line, it Sean Clifford will be back. And I suspect, you know, with him being rested and healthier, you know, he mentioned losing some speed and things like that, him being not 100%. Kind of weighed on his ability to play the quarterback position. But then you saw Will Levis come in, provided a spark against Ohio State. But then I think you saw some of the, I think, limitations, you know, inexperience in the passing game. Sean Clifford should be able to kind of open up some more of those avenues against this Memphis team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think we'll see Will Levis, though, whether it's as a Wildcat, whether it's, you know, just getting a series here or there. I mean, James Franklin kind of hinted as much, saying, I think we'll see both of those guys back when it was announced that Penn State was going to the Cotton Bowl. So they'll use him in some way, shape, or form. But one of the things I'm most fascinated by when it comes to how this offense will look under Tyler Bowen is, you know, we saw Ricky Ronnie at times dial up seemingly the same 4 plays over and over and over again. And anytime he got into a tight spot, he had a pretty good feel for what was coming. And I'm just curious if Tyler Bowen's personality will lead them to maybe have a bit more variety and creativity, especially in third and six, third and four, you know, your some of your shorter and more traditional chances to move the sticks. Will they get the screen game going more? Does he have a way of getting Pat Freiermuth open more? I don't know, but certainly he has a lot of ideas. Jahan Dotson was extremely complimentary of the game plan that they put together so far. So, you know, again, I still think everything's pointing to, you know, Penn State showing up in this game and things going well.
Yeah, it'll be. I think a lot of people are of the belief right now that any change when it comes to play calling is a good change. It kind of, you know, quarterback gets too much credit, too much blame. Head coach gets too much credit, too much blame. Offensive coordinator, as we learned, gets too much credit, too much blame. Except in Ricky Ronnie's case, I don't know if he gets any credit. He's gotten a lot of blame. So it will be interesting. It could be refreshing to see a little bit different plan of action. Could be refreshing to see, you know, Memphis has a long time to do some things that don't show up on film. So reaction right. in a bowl game setting is always kind of a big deal. Will he be kind of fluid enough to be able to change things up on the fly? I'm sure they've got some fallback plans and some of the if Memphis does this, then we do this. I found it fascinating when James Franklin really talked about the idea of adjustments, because a lot of us just think, okay, well, the coordinator's just got to change their plan. But, you know, in terms of implementing those changes and communicating those changes to everybody on the offense and the leadership on the team being able to communicate that stuff to the younger players, you know, there's more balls in the air than I think I ever gave credit for. So it's worth mentioning that. But I think the bottom line is Penn State hasn't been as fast to react to certain things. The thing that really jumps out to me is Purdue flooding the line of scrimmage and it taking quite a few series to really figure out what to do about that. That's not even what I would call a highly sophisticated defensive technique that Penn State took a while to respond to. Will they be quicker this time around? We'll see how that goes. But, you know, what another part of the adjustment process is how they call plays to start the game to not only try to move the ball, but to try to put them in position where they're learning what Memphis is trying to do. We'll get an idea early in this game. It's just a matter of how quick can Penn State adjust.
Yeah, and I think let's not forget, too, that that's an issue on the Memphis side, right? I mean, they have a first-time head coach in Ryan Silverfield, who the motivation angle for Memphis in that regard was taken away because I thought they might be playing for him to get the job. Well, he already has it, so that's done and over with. And they have an interim defensive coordinator too, because the previous one, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but the previous one left for Florida State with Mike Norvell. So, I mean, Memphis is going to have just as many, shall we say, consistency issues that Penn State will, and probably more, just because, again, it's the head coach and the defensive coordinator that left. So there's a lot of people making decisions for the first time. At least with Penn State staff, Tyler Bowen knows how they operate. James Franklin, obviously, has been very consistent, and that helps in these instances. So I think it's advantage Penn State in that regard, too.
Yeah, it's advantage Penn State probably in a lot of regards. It's just a matter of if it plays out on the field that way. Right. We're going to take a quick break for now. We're still talking Penn State-Memphis in the Cotton Bowl right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the Penn State fan in your life? Then you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out the Tailgate Christmas gift box, filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a Tailgate Club apron. All in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a 10% discount, be sure to use code KSN on checkout. That's 409tailgateclub.com. And don't forget to use the code KSN on checkout for a 10% discount.